part two of the Buzz Bubble with Mike Sheldon, CEO of Deutsch LA.
Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly,
on the Buzz Bubble.
A little about, everybody features, and we all like to feature our TV spot work. It's kind of, and the digital. You know, something we don't talk about much, and I'd like to see if you have a perspective. I know it's hard to talk about favorite work. Do you have some favorite traditional work? You know, more radio or print, or, you know, it's overlooked.
That old stuff?
We almost never talk about it on the show. So right. It just came across my radar and said, you know.
Well, obviously the Kevin Butler work is just wonderful. Like I say, it's a business asset. The stuff they were doing on Volkswagen, whether it was Darth stuff or the punched up stuff that we did on Super Bowl last year, was really
amazing.
Really
that,
big.
That, every time, because my family plays it.
Right.
It's like to bring back the whole punch buggy heritage and bringing that back. And I know my family plays it, and, you know, it's all different versions, but we love that it's all the vehicles. Like, somebody was in the car, I was like, well, that's not a buggy. I'm like, that's not how we play.
Right, right.
It's now about punch everybody.
Yeah, we wanted people to be playing this not just about the bug, but the Passat and the Rutan and the Tiguan and the Touareg and the Jetta, because people only thought about the car company as Beetles and Jetta. So that idea was to open it up. So anytime you saw a Volkswagen logo, you slugged somebody. And God, the letters and the, you know, the viralness of that campaign is
right.
Crazy.
Now people talked about, oh, I remember when I was a kid. And of course, the spot's amazing with Stevie Wonder punching the red one. On the traditional side, on any of the brands, like print or even radio, it's so overlooked. It's still a big part of an integrated campaign.
Yeah, I think that the work that we're doing on HTC, just the straightaway television work. You know, HTC 5 years ago, in this market had 4 people working there. Today, this year, they'll sell 25 million units and be a $10 billion company. And we started out in end of 2009 with that You campaign, where it's all about you. And that was, the idea behind that was, you know, Apple was all about sort of the creativity and for leisure, and BlackBerry RIM was all about, you know, for serious business people. And they said, where do we fall in that spectrum? And how do we position our brand? We said, well, neither, because you are neither. But what you are is a phone that can be customized to you, you know, and that's their whole, the way that those phones work. And so that campaign just kind of naturally fell right out of that. It was what we showed in the pitch. And the spots have taken on a life of their own. They're, they've done wonders to put them on the map. And, you know, we combine that with some great You outdoor boards.
Okay, yeah.
You know, if you were flying on Virgin during that campaign and you're coming into LAX, you saw it on the top of Hollywood Park as you flew in, because we knew that, you know, Virgin flew on the north runways at LAX, so you'd have your little coaster that had a You logo on it, and then you look down. So it was a fully integrated campaign with, you know, mainly traditional stuff, but, you know, all about you, all about, you know, their unique positioning.
Terrific. So I was talking to Vonda, New York, who was very helpful.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
And she said you've really taken a lot of time and care in building out your digital department in-house here. What's that done for the agency?
Oh man, it's just exploded, like everybody, you know. But we started with digital 15 years ago when we, you know, first started the agency. We said, how would we want to approach the business? Or how would our clients want us to approach their account if we could do it any way we wanted?
Right.
And at the time, Donnie said, set up the way you want to set it up. So we had digital and direct and promotions, PR, all under one roof. So we've been doing that for a number of years. And then last year, we took all digital production and technology in-house. So we had been farming everything out to digital production houses. And sometimes it would be on time, sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes it would be good, and sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes it would be on budget, and sometimes it wouldn't. And by bringing it all in-house now, we do everything. We're making good margins on it. We're able to do everything on time and on budget. And we have everything from the simplest banner work going through here to VW.com. You know, the enterprise level site was completely burnt down and rebuilt last year internally here, and we're doing it this year with HTC.com. So digital production technology all came in-house, search all came in-house, And you know, we're going to be doing a lot more with mobile and gaming and platforms and apps this year. So we investment spent in it. We hired people and brought them in here without any, you know, natural fee tied to them. And in the first year, we made money on it. You know, not a lot, but enough to make it make sense to have it in-house.
Sure.
So it's just been, and now our creative people can go down to production and technology and work with those guys directly.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you finding that you can pull them into the process early too? So it's not like, you know, okay, here's the idea, go make this work. It's like, hey guys, come on in.
Oh yeah. So we have producers sitting with technology and sitting with creative, sitting with account management, sitting with strategy, and they're coming up with ideas together. And it's been transformative, you know, and it's the future of our business. Digital is
all of ours.
Absolutely the future of our business.
Yeah. It's a natural move into mobile and maybe some great examples of what's going on that front.
We're heading into that more and more. We've got some really cool stuff on the table with a couple of our clients right now. We're going to be bringing all mobile production and technology in-house as well.
Wow.
We just think it's, you know, it's again, it's the future, and we're working with some outside technology companies right now, creating some proprietary stuff that we can't talk about just yet, but I think that's going to be a huge, huge part of our future.
Yeah, it is, I guess you've been doing app development, things like that, but that's the kind of stuff you're going to be looking to move
right
here. Yeah, I think it's the same effect, so that, you know, we look at digital and say, well, it would be so great to have all these people here while we're ideating and kind of coming up with the ideas instead of doing and that handing off, because that's still what's happening now in the mobile. As each new technology and new media comes out, it's been that, okay, here's our idea, here's our stuff, make it work, you know, and it's nice to see it all coming together.
Yeah, it really is. It's a new toy for us to play with, too.
Right.
I mean, we can do TV spots in our sleep. You know, when you're starting to venture into these new areas, and you're learning new stuff, and you're seeing light bulbs go off in people's heads, and you're having technology companies come in and pitch us on stuff, and then you kind of connect it to this thing that you're doing on Dr. Pepper or whatever it is, it's a lot of fun. It's all brand new, and I think everybody's just getting a real kind of kick out of that. And it's also fun to see, because people are all at different levels of understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the guys who are still kind of traditional TV guys, and we've got people over at the other end of the spectrum who really get it all and are very much generalists, and everybody's kind of come along at a different pace, you know.
Yeah, I think we've all got to have a little of that generalist, we got to know what the possibilities are, and, you know, it's again, it's not that handoff approach anymore. It's like, let's get together all in a room. And these are just new palettes for us, you know, mobile and various, you know, whether it's an app digital, whether it's a mobile browser-ready site, you know, it's just all different possibilities and touch points where you can go, oh, hey, he's going to have this in his pocket. Let's see if we can push something to him in the store while he's, you know, ready to buy. So
right,
it's just so exciting.
Yeah, we've also, our creative department has kind of, it's been this way for a while, but we have everybody kind of sitting with everybody else. So digital people are sitting with traditional people, and the mobile people are sitting with, you know, designers, and the designers are working with experiential. And it's really created kind of a nice sort of cross-pollination of all those disciplines. Now, we have experts. We always have to have the experts, especially in digital. But at the same time, you know, more and more we're becoming generalists.
Right.
And so over time, it'll be, you know, it'll become more that everybody gets everything. It's also fun to see the new guys come in out of art school and out of, you know, they know all this stuff. They don't come to you with a TV spot. They come to you with an idea, and it might be a door hanger, it might be a mobile app, and it might be a TV spot.
I'm a believer in the idea finds the medium, not like, what are we going to do for mobile? You know, get the idea and see where, or if all of the possibilities are within the realm of executing that idea.
That's it for part two of our Buzz Bubble interview with Mike Sheldon. Tune in next week for part three.
You know, we'd always wanted to do experiential. I mean, we'd always wanted to figure out how we could get this thing in a grocery store that would connect to that. But we'd have the ideas, and they couldn't figure out how to actually get them done.
Right.
Now we actually have people who
know.
It really does. And you also have to have experts in that. You know, producers who know who to call to get that thing into the grocery store.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.